Greece has declared 3 days of mourning for those lost when a boat carrying migrants capsized off the country's coast this week. 9 people have been arrested for trafficking. 80 people are known to have died, but some reports suggest hundreds on board, including 50 to 100 children below decks. Yorgos Vasiloukas, a rescue doctor with the Red Cross and one of the first in the scene, said none of the survivors he saw were women or children.
They report that all women or children were isolated below deck are true. And this is why, because of the rapid unfolding of events and the rapid capsizing of the boat, they were not able to get out. No, sadly, no women or children are among the survivors.
Dr. Yorgos Vasiloukas from the Greek Red Cross. Well, let's talk now to Irish Times Africa correspondent Sally Hayden, author of the book My Fourth Time We Drowned, an account of the migrant crisis in the Mediterranean. Sally, thanks for taking our call today. I mean, this is just an absolutely horrifying story. Of course, it's just the latest in another of these migrant disasters. What's known at this stage about this boat, where it originated, who was on board, where these people were trying to get to?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, like you said, it's just a devastating tragedy. And I mean, I know we keep using the word migrants, but like, these are people. I always feel like it's important to reiterate, like, these are people who have died. It is known to have come from Libya. I've seen some reports that it originated in Egypt, but certainly it came from Libya and was aiming for Italy. And the people on board, from what I've seen anyway, majority were Syrian, Egyptian and Pakistani. And my guess, I mean, obviously I haven't spoken to survivors directly, but my guess is that they were fleeing a range of war, you know, exploitation, repression, persecution, dictatorships, and couldn't access visas, couldn't access safe and legal routes to safety.
Right. And, you know, such is their desperation to make it to Europe for whatever reasons, the smugglers are there, despite whatever efforts are made to try to clamp down on smuggling. The smugglers are there to put them in this perilous situation, to set them across the Mediterranean on these vessels.
Yeah, I mean, I always think that this rhetoric about smugglers can be quite distracting, because the fact is that a large proportion of the world just don't have access to other forms of travel. And there's always going to be smugglers available. You know, there's always going to be this business if there aren't safe and legal routes to safety.
So what then at the moment? Greece is, of course, has borne the brunt of much of this. What at the moment is the Greek approach to these people arriving, as I say, very often in boats that are barely seaworthy?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there are calls now for an investigation. A lot still seems to be ascertained, but there are certain reports that the people on board became frightened or basically refused help from the Greek Coast Guard. And from what I know, the Greek authorities have been really, like, very aggressive towards people who are approaching their coast. They've been very violent. They've been proven to leave people adrift at sea on life rafts, disabling engines, leaving people potentially to their death. And so it would have made sense that there was hesitation when people on board became aware, even if they're desperate for rescue, if they became aware that it was the Greek authorities that were involved, that they would have been scared.
Mm. The accounts of what may well be large numbers of children on board, families, women, children, and as well as fathers, that wouldn't be unusual.
No, I mean, I don't obviously know exactly what was happening with this boat, but if you imagine you're at sea for like days, generally, like, and I've been at sea on a rescue ship before, and I've seen the exact same thing. It can be that women, like the children would be with the women, and women would tend to be given like some kind of privacy, so their own area. And that would be both cultural, but also, you know, just from a practicality point of view, like if you're at sea for days and, you know, there's a lot of things you have to do that would involve needing privacy. So, yeah. Like, it wouldn't be that they were, I don't know for this boat exactly, but it wouldn't necessarily be that they were kind of, like, locked in the hold. Like, no, it actually might have been considered a safer place because you're not exposed to the weather. Yeah. And, you know, you have that shelter.
I suppose, such as the depth that the vessel has gone down in. It's about 50 kilometres, I think, off the coast. We may never know just how many lives have been lost in this. No. Sally, we'll leave it there.
Thanks. Yeah, and I mean, we're...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I was just going to say, I mean, these deaths are happening all the time. This is a huge shipwreck, but more than 27,000 people have died or gone missing on the Mediterranean since 2014. You know, the numbers are shocking, and yeah, there's no proper reckoning, and it's really devastating.
Sally Hayden of the Irish Times, thanks for that.